5-25. So now we are at slide 39. It says after check-in. I skipped 38, but that was the bottom of the field incident action plan. Okay, so there was for the field incident action plan. There actually is slides 35 through 38 examples of that. And again, you could go back to one of the prior courses where we talked quite a bit about that. What course would that have been? That would have been the
364.
Well, it says 364, but
264.
The course that we did was
264.
It might be 264. I believe it was the activation mobilization checklist discussion. So I think you need to go back to that one where we talked at length about the field incident action plan. Okay, slide 39. Responding to an incident. We're still responding to the incident. After check-in to the incident, we do equipment checks and frequency confirmations per what's documented in the incident action plan. We review our position checklist. Okay, now I attempted that drew a question in my mind as I was prepping for tonight, and I tried to print it off of the vcn.org website just to see what the checklist looked like. And I believe there's a problem with printing it from the website. So, Charlie, could you give it a shot after the class and see if you can print it out? Okay, if we can get a good copy of it, we'll put it out on the web for people to look at. What is the position checklist for ZR2F? Yeah, I clicked the link, but it would not bring up anything meaningful. And obviously, prepare to deploy. So that moves us now to slide 40. Slide 40, ZR incident objectives. We've seen that before. There's a handout tonight, which is the one with all the red print. And again, what are the objectives? Provide for the safety of all incident participants and the general public. Number two, to create and maintain a viable network of emergency communications, and it indicates how. And thirdly, as we've already talked about, always confirm acknowledgement from the net control station before initiating any assignment changes. That means getting off the radio, stopping to stop monitoring, even when you think nature calls and you need to go to the restroom.
Just put it on mute.
And be sure, yes, you put it on mute. After you get permission from net control to leave the net. Okay, slide 41. Okay, what's significant here? After receiving or during your assignment, review the incident objectives and priorities. Where do you find that? In what?
The action plan.
In the action plan, right. Conduct what-if scenarios before acting. What might be an example of that? You're seeing there, you know what the objectives are. You're during your assignment, what sort of what-ifs would be appropriate, say, after an earthquake and you're deployed to check out the condition of things, various places within Mission Viejo?
Is that where you do the windshield survey, driving around, see if there's any damage?
Yeah, that's possible while you're doing that. But what sort of what ifs come to mind if it had been an earthquake and you were deployed?
Are you talking about using that scale to report, or is that would have been happened already?
What comes to my mind, just as an example of what if, is okay. I was assigned to go from point A to point B. What if the road's blocked? What is my alternate route if I can't go on La Paz from the freeway to the EOC? That might be an example of what if that should go through our minds. And then lastly, on slide 41, advise net control station of new threats and hazards, of course.
Or if there's any blockades, because once you start taking your, once I go from my residence, start trying to get to the EOC, I may not know that, Alicia and Marguerite is blocked.
Right.
So I don't know who all, I know Charlie's around that location. He may run into the same thing. Mm-hmm. Or are you after Alicia, or before, I forget.
Yeah.
Your house. So you may have to take another route. And yeah, I would have to go back and go Olympiad and around and come back the back way.
Mm-hmm. That's a good example. Actually, another example, George, one time prior to one of our other classes you attended, you provided TravelNet with intelligence about what? You remember?
Some law enforcement activity going on, and Coast Highway was shut down.
Yeah, okay.
And so it was Laguna Canyon Road, that sort of thing. So it wasn't that guy who was barricaded in his car, as it turned out later. So.
Yeah. Okay, so those are the kinds of things that are very good examples of advising net control. Slide 42. Again, responding to the actual incident. After receiving and during your assignment, conduct a pre-deployment briefing with your observer. Well, we probably won't have observers. But it says you would share your unit ID ICE protocol. What's ICE?
In case of emergency.
In case of emergency. But what is that? What is it? What actually is it?
It's in case of emergency, there's such and such a thing.
Okay, in case I am sick, do such and such a thing. In case I have some sort of medical problem, do so and so. Contact my wife. I believe that's what ICE means. Is there any other idea what ICE is?
The most common one with fire service is in case of emergency. So.
Okay. So again, in case of emergency, here's what needs to be done. They say brief your observer on the vehicle safety inspection. That makes sense. Okay, and the last bullet item there on slide 42, monitor your radio. Know the location of other positions. What does that mean? Or why would it be important?
Other positions of where the people are deployed, or
Yeah. I would say that's what they're talking about, is other positions people are deployed because we might be called upon to go over and assist, okay? And one of our goals is to provide concise, effective communication. And if we in fact knew where our fellow members were, then net control wouldn't have to take valuable time to instruct us. You know, go over and help George. We know where he was deployed.
Now, in that scenario, if you wanted to say, I was here and Charlie was, so I keep using for example, Charlie, over at Casa del Sol, so as not to tie up the repeater, could I, Charlie and I, we'd meet on the simplex frequency so we could talk on the way in? So,
okay.
Be acceptable?
I would say definitely a good idea, but you would have to get permission from net control to QSY over or to now. I just did something wrong to QSY over to the simplex frequency. What is one of the tenets of ICS?
They don't use the Q signals, do they?
Plain English.
Yeah. Okay. Although that doesn't make sense because we're all hands and we all use those Q signals. I was wondering about that.
Not everybody knows Q signals. I would suggest.
Is that part of the exam?
No. No, I think that.
It's part of the ham radio exam. I think you have to know those.
No.
It's not anymore?
No.
Oh, it's been a while since I've taken one, so. It used to be, I know that.
Yeah. And I would suggest that many of the people that are on repeaters today, the brand new hams, have never done HF, have never done Morse code, where you use Q signals.
Have never known a QSY.
And therefore had never known what QSY meant.
See, I started on the job, so yes.
See, now, those of us that are in class have been hams for a long time and we're familiar with the Q signals and all that. But ICS says we don't say QSY. We say change frequency to plain English. And I know that's a hard thing for all of us a habit for us to break, is using our abbreviations. Slide 43, coming into the last couple slides. So the slide 43, and I just advanced myself too far. 43. When demobilizing, key thing for us to think about. We normally don't think about what are our responsibilities in demobilizing, but the important bullet items. Complete your demobilization process. Okay, now what might that be? I suggest demobilization is if we checked in to to our incident location, well, we got to check out. So check out from the unit leader, check out from the incident, check in to the travel net to return home. Check out of the travel net and then begin recovery operations. What's that? Well, let's take a look at the next slide, 44. Slide 44 defines recovery operations as basically looking at our original checklist, comparing what's in our go kit to what was on our original checklist.